This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, raising my mug of girly pumpkin spice to all of you. God, this stuff is so good. I'm digging this stuff as we sit here dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt. Guys, if your finances are still that, there's no other word for it, just a little hungover, you know, kind of beat up, a little hungover from a good decade or so of financial 1-2 punches. As we sit here enjoying, I say again and again, I'm happy to say on an upswing economy, you're in the right place, guys, and you're not alone, not by a long shot. Not by a long shot. Thanks for hanging out. And a huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates. I was mentioning last week, thanks to the tireless efforts of the BizTalk Radio Network crew, we are now at 80 stations coast to coast, headed towards 90. Just a big fat wowser on that one. I just work here. I'm loving it, guys. Sitting here in our flagship station here in Philadelphia, shouting out to all of our syndicated stations coast to coast as we are sitting here saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, pumpkin spice in hand. Tony's so sick of my pumpkin spice. Sorry, Tony, as he raises his mug of green tea to all of us in salute. Cheers to you, sir. Clink, as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you are not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. So it's October. I'm kind of freaking out that it's October. Oh, computers are going off right and left here. It's October. We got Halloween coming up. We'll do a Halloween gig next week, talking about saving money on that. And just have my baby's birthday. I could say my baby, but I have a teenager now in the house. My daughter, Katie, my firstborn, just turned 13. Any and all advice you have? I've been loving the emails I've been getting, the texts. Feel free to find me, brilliantfrugalliving.com. But no, she's a great kid. And my 10-year-old Robbie is getting ready for Halloween as well. But I wanted to touch on this one subject matter. This is pretty cool. We talk about food a lot. We talk about eating in. We talk about eating out. We talk about, you know, foods that are good for you, foods that are not, holiday food, blah, blah, blah. One thing I've been meaning to go over is organic food. I'm turning into a bit of a hippie, you guys. Guess what? These organic loving guys out there that I used to kind of, you know, look at them. Okay, sure, you go do your thing. I'm starting to dig it. I'm starting to dig the organic thing. It has a lot of good studies behind it, a lot of good juju behind it. And guess what? It's now getting cheaper than ever to get a little more organic in your house. And I'm starting to dig it. And so we're going to focus today on that. This first segment we're talking about right now, the foods you should be buying organic and the foods that you really don't need to worry about buying organic and still getting very clean foods. Okay, real quick here, because we've got some great guests coming up after the next breaks here. The foods you should buy organic, and this is something we've studied a bit. People were sending me a whole bunch of stuff. Again, I love all of our listeners sending me things. The organic produce, they're talking about how it's worth paying more for. Today's pesticides are brilliantly created. A lot of times a little tricky to get off your fruit, especially if you're the type, like me, the food lovers who don't really like washing their food. There's a couple ways you go organic here. Number one, you start buying the organic stuff no matter what. Whatever organic fruits and vegetables you like, you buy them organic. There's another segue you can do here that we're going to touch on where you can get a lot more organic, pesticide-free is the phrase I'm leaning towards here. Pesticide-free fruits and vegetables in your house with a couple of quick tips. First things, things that you don't need to buy organic. And here's why. Usually because these foods, I'm going to list them off here. What is it? Who sent me this? Pasha, is it Klandahar? Pasha Klandahar, listening in from L.A. Thank you very much for sending me this. I also got another one from someone listening in from Greenwich, Connecticut, talking organic as well. And we got these articles. 13 foods you don't need to buy organic, even if you love organic. Here we go. The Environmental Working Group has determined the level of pesticide exposure when it comes to the fruits and vegetables we eat. Okay? Plucked from the 15 cleanest foods on that list, these 13 foods I'm about to say are both GMO-free and low in pesticide residue. So there you go. That's where I am right now. I'm not so concerned about organic. I am kind of concerned about pesticide-free. So here's a good list. Avocados. This is good to know. If you're anything like me, you love a good, you know, like a good salsa, a good any kind of a good schmear for your chips. Avocados are the types of food, basically foods that have these nice tough skins to them. You don't need to worry about it because you're not going to eat the skins. Lean towards those. If you love foods like pineapples, it has here. Just as with avocados, pineapples have this thick outer layer that you cut off. Guess what? When you cut off the outer layer, you're pretty much pesticide free. It's all good. The fruit in the middle of both avocados and pineapples are protected from high. What? No, avocados are a fruit. Tony's arguing with me. They most certainly are. They're not a vegetable. Avocados are a fruit. You just, okay, we'll talk about it after the break. Avocados and pineapples, both very thick layers. You cut them off, you got yourself some pesticide-free stuff. Cabbage, I'm not much of a cabbage eater, I don't mind telling you. For those of you out there who are cabbage lovers, good news, not many pesticides used on it. It is a sturdy leafed vegetable. Their words, not mine. Cabbage requires far lower doses of pesticides to grow. It's a good world. Next up, sweet peas. Well, that makes sense. Housed in a protective pod, peas are safe from the elements. You know what this matters to? This matters to especially parents and grandparents of new babies that are just starting to eat. We get so freaking hyper. Maybe I'm just speaking for myself. When I first had babies that were starting to eat, I made sure every food going into their blessed little mouth was purified and organic and perfect and everything else, because that's just the type of psycho mother I will be forever. But you start getting some baby food that's organic in your house, holy crap, just take out a second mortgage. That stuff is expensive. So good to know. Sweet peas, if you're ever going to start pureeing this stuff on your own, get yourself the regular sweet peas right out of the pod. They're pretty good shape. Not many or, you know, not a lot of pesticides to worry about. It's a beautiful thing. Okay, next up, onions. Hey, that's good to know. Onions, you don't need to buy organic. I always consider, the more I'm researching this, I'm finding that the fruits and vegetables closest to the ground, the ones that are, you know, like the berries, everything else, you want to lean more organic. So it's good to see here that onions, which are about as close to the ground as you can possibly get, are apparently not a bug's choice of plant. Very cool. They're often used, in fact, as a companion plant to deter pests in the garden. As a result, they are treated with far fewer pesticides. Nice. Next up, asparagus. Excellent. Now, the asparagus, we have that in my home once in a while. Victor loves it. The kids won't touch it, but Victor loves it. And it's good to know that similarly to onions, this vegetable, asparagus, it seems to be not a favorite for insects. So go ahead, buy your asparagus non-organic in the stores. Very good stuff. Next up, mangoes. Nice. Oh my gosh, that reminds me when I was a kid in Jamaica. Every time I see a mango, we lived briefly for a year in Jamaica when I was a kid. And one of my biggest takeaways was my beloved lust of mangoes. They are so dang good. So mangoes, apparently, that nice thick skin on the outside. Don't worry about buying mangoes organic. Get the regular ones, cut off the skin, and you're gorgeous. Next up, kiwi. Same reasons. Eggplant. Very nice. Grapefruit. Good to know. Grapefruit. I go through a ton of grapefruit. You don't need to buy the organic. It's pretty free of pesticides thanks to that nice thick skin. Cantaloupe, same thing. All right. Cauliflower. All right. Not so much for cauliflower. Oh, but you know what? Cauliflower. I'm starting to hear from people. I was kvetching before about how I'm doing all the low carb stuff, and people are talking to me about the cauliflower pizza crust and stuff like that. I don't mean to make this face. I just can't help myself. But a cauliflower pizza crust, I'm just going to have to take it on faith. Maybe I'll do it sometime. But it's good to know if I start bringing that into my house to do the riced cauliflower or the cauliflower pizza crust that, you know, don't have to go organic, just buy the regular. And this one's a big one in my house. Sweet potatoes. Says here, despite a recent hike in the approved level of applied pesticide allowed on sweet potatoes, this category, sweet potatoes themselves, rounded out the top foods with the lowest residue. Very cool. So there you go. Now, you know what? I'm going to put this list on my Facebook page, too. I am. It's all good. We got a couple minutes before the break, and I want to get a couple of these out. These are the foods you should buy organic. You know how we talked before about the foods with the skins? You're fine. You're peeling them. You're not going to eat them. Here's the foods you should buy organic. Lean this way when you can. Apples, apparently, they are still getting really treated with pesticides. Here's a good happy medium. If you're finding that the organic apples are too pricey, get your regular non-organic apples and give them a good scrub and a light soak in just some regular water with a couple of capfuls of vinegar in it. Vinegar apparently breaks through any of these waxes and pesticides and really, really takes them off your fruit. Do that instead. It's a good happy medium. Next up, apples, nectarines, peaches, celery, grapes, cherries. Yeah, because there's nothing more inexpensive than organic cherries. Holy crap, I can't buy the regular cherries. Okay, rest of the list. I'll quit being, non-focused. Spinach, tomatoes, bell peppers, cherry tomatoes, and cucumbers. Get those at your local farmers markets when you can. Ask them about their pesticides, because if you're going to find an organic organic stand at the farmers market, that's going to be a little less expensive, hopefully, than the major brands. If not, if you find that you're looking at these organic, wonderful fruits and vegetables that you want to get, they just don't fit your budget, start scrubbing them down. It won't take that long. Don't roll your eyes at me. Start giving them a little bit of a bath with that water with a touch of vinegar in it. Scrub it on down, and you'll be far better off than the pesticides we're laying on there right now, especially in my house. Holy God, the grapes we go through on a weekly basis. My children can easily plow through 10 pounds of grapes each in a week, easily. And those kind of costs add up. Guys, hang out for a second. When we get back after the break, fantastic guest Ellery West joining us from Organic Essence. Sergio Gonzalez of Organics Composting and Recycling. You got to hear this, guys. It's a fantastic story. And none other than John Harriott back after his long week-long absence for another segment of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this. Cheap and small. Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and we're talking today about just going a touch more organic, about just how the ripple effects are undeniably benefiting just about everybody on every level, be it with, saving money, saving some time, improving your health. Who better to join us than Mr. Sergio Gonzalez, joining us via our newsmaker line to talk about organics composting. It's a division of organics recycling. You guys are on the cutting edge of this, and thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well.
Certainly appreciate you joining us. When I put out the word about having an organic composting company on, this is something that a lot of people don't really know about. Tell our listeners just a bit about this incredible company of yours. You are everywhere. You're in 36 states. The vast majority of our listening audience, coast to coast, should know more about you. You are everywhere, sir. Tell us about your company.
Well, we are everywhere. We started the company in 2009, and it is absolutely just grown in incredible bounds. We are in 36 plus states. We are servicing the major grocery stores across the country. All the majors are believing in going green and establishing a sustainable program.
It's wonderful. And a lot of people don't know enough about organic recycling. What you're doing is so important on so many levels, between reducing landfill, between saving money for grocery stores, and just helping out the community at large. Tell us what you do with all of the, you get all of these various materials from different sources. What do you do with all of these?
Exactly. This amount of tonnage from landfill is key. So this would be waste, quote, waste is a compostable material, goes to animal feed, digesters for fuel. But in my area, my compost site is actually in Texas, in North Texas. We're now building a compost site of very high nutrient soil amendments, which again then go back to the landscape companies, homeowners, and such. So we're taking a waste program and then returning it into the soil amendment.
That is incredible. And again, and I'm writing notes frantically to myself as you're speaking here, because this is an industry that more people need to know about. You are taking care of so many various needs at once. My show's all about various ways to save money, to save maybe a little bit of effort, save a little bit of stress. What you do is a trifecta. When you're saving all this stuff from a landfill, and anybody who's looked at any kind of a special about landfills knows that they are just chock full of stuff that can be put to better use. And you have actually taken it that next step and created this booming business in 36 different states to prove it. What's been the response when you get the word out about all that you do? It has to be overwhelmingly positive.
Incredible. The result is just incredible about how it can be actually diverted to other cafeterias, to airports. Right now we're working with airports across the country to go green and have sustainability. So it is absolutely just the right thing for people to do. Challenge is getting people to realize this, what's compostable, not compostable. But once you cross that threshold, it's a wonderful thing.
It just becomes a no-brainer. So educate our audience a little bit, and most importantly, educate me a little bit on this. What is considered compostable that maybe people don't know about?
All food products, as long as it's not plastic, glass, is one of the majors, laminated. I mean, we take also lumber, trees, and such. So all that is compiled through a grinding process, through also guidelines from U.S. Composting Council to become a finished product for soil amendments. So food of all sorts becomes compostable material. You're talking coffee grounds, teas, eggs, that type of thing.
That's amazing. Now, and speaking halfway jokingly, my personal household coffee ground use alone could probably, you know, be put to far better use than what I'm doing right now. How do people find out more? How do people find out more about how to get involved in this? Do I have the website here correctly? Organics with an X, recycling.com. Is that where they should be going?
Yes, ma'am.
Outstanding.
Yes, ma'am.
And now, what has your growth is extraordinary in a day and an era where, you know, for the past few years, we haven't had a lot of companies with huge growth. You have put pen to paper and you have the late nights, the early mornings, the weeks with no sleep to build your business. And you are now in 36 plus states. What are you finding to be the biggest barrier to growing the business? Is it a lack of information or a lack of knowledge about how beneficial this is? Or what seems to be the biggest barrier to moving this thing forward?
People understanding the compostable versus non-compostable, but once the larger corporations understand the savings that they can have from going to landfill and the training, once we cross that training program and they see what they'll save, because that's the bottom line. I mean, going green is awesome, but when it costs more, then that's kind of a deal killer. We, in turn, save corporations money.
Oh, my God. And you know what? You just nailed it. You just nailed it.
We're not more expensive than. We're less than landfill costs.
You just nailed it. It all comes down to, you know, we all want to be able to save some time. We all want to be able to save some stress. But it comes down to saving money. And whether you're a household that wants to save money, a corporation, a farm, a business, a Fortune 500 company, when you come in and you can show them in no uncertain terms how your services help save just about every entity out there money, that's when they must come stampeding to your door.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I love
Absolutely.
That. I love that. So what are your goals going forward? You know, thanks to people like yourself, you're getting the word out about all of this. You're getting people a little more knowledgeable. You're stopping them. You know, on this crazy, hectic day, we're sitting down for 5 minutes and discussing this. What are your goals moving forward? Is it to move it even more exponentially?
Great.
You
know, that kind of thing? Great question.
Yeah.
Great question. I am the first compost site or division of Organics Recycling. Now we have a second compost site in the Chicago area. Thus, we're growing. In 2018 to 2020, we will have more compost sites across the country. Just in certain regions, it makes sense with a high population of cities. Example, Dallas, Chicago,
yep.
Houston, Atlanta. Those areas are more set to have a compost site than animal feed. And there's other regions, obviously, where there's more cattle and certain areas that promotes our food to be distributed to animal feed or digesters and for fuel. So composting, I think, is really our next goal to expand that division, which I'm proud to be the first of.
That is fantastic.
In our company.
Heck yeah, being that kind of a trailblazer, I just take my hat off to you. We all like to think we have these great ideas that can go out and change the world. You're making it happen, and people are all the more benefited for it. We're talking about this website, organicsrecycling.com. That's organics with an X at the end. Get on that site. We are currently in all of the states. The show blasts out to all of the states that you currently work in. How can we help you get the word out more about this? Do we contact you? Is it major supermarkets that should be connecting with you to get the word out more? Is it small businesses, large businesses?
We do it all other than homeowners, basically, all in the industry and commercial distribution centers. We have large companies that are just totally distribution centers that actually package for the fast food companies, that type of thing.
Yep.
Those centers, anyone can come to us as well.
Oh, this is great stuff. And I knew the time was going to fly. My hat's off to you. And please join us back anytime with any of your new areas that you're now servicing or any new news that you want to share. You got an open mic anytime.
This is great. I really appreciate you guys reaching out to us. I am a true fan of what we're doing. I mean, it's every once in a while you find something that you do that you love. Obviously, you are doing what you love to do. I've always been in the recycling business most of my career, whether it's food or used oil or always recycling something, and it's a great niche.
Yeah, no, but you know what? And you're too modest, because a lot of people talk about doing something like this. You've made it a reality now in 30 states, which precious few people can say. So pat yourself on the back. What you're doing is so important. And if I can lend small bit of help.
We're pushing westward. We're almost to the West Coast.
Nice. Well, go show those Californians what it's about. But thank you again
so much. Thank you so much for having us.
And we'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Cheap and small, and not too steep.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and back by popular demand after a long hiatus of a whole week off, John Harriott, otherwise known as Dad, for our Dad and Daughter Talk real estate segment. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much, Chrissy, and believe me, it's great to be back.
It's great to have you back.
Little stay in the hospital will make you appreciate all the other, as a friend of ours used to say, good old dull normal, which is really a good old not dull normal, but appreciate normality. Also appreciate all the marvelous medical procedures that are available these days to take care of things that not that many years ago were not very treatable at all.
Yep, and here they had knocked it out. But it takes brave people like you to undergo them as well. There's that. That's a missing link in there. So hats off to you, sir. But you were very missed. And a lot has happened in the real estate market in just those two small weeks. You've got a lot of noise out there. You've got a lot of people trying to distill all of the latest real estate information, economic information, the latest reports. And now we're going into the fall season, which is a whole different animal when it comes to real estate. Who better than you to take all of this latest info and distill it into stuff that we can actually use? What are you seeing on your
Well, let's kind of take this. I'm going to be expanding on a theme that I've been talking about for the last 5 years, and that is that now is the best time we're going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes.
Agreed.
To get into the real estate market, either by buying that first home or making that move up buy. And we're going to talk about the reasons for that and then some specific steps that you should be taking if you want to explore how much you can get into the real estate market. But first of all, Chrissy, let's talk about the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. Did we give them that number yet?
Let's give it to them again. No, hey, guys, call or text anytime. Dad's not kidding when he says he hears every crazy, wonderful question in the world. Yours can't possibly top it, but we encourage you to try. Its seller text number is 484-574-4088.
484-574-4088. But, you know, the people who should know what's going to be happening to real estate values over the next 5 years are all saying, on average, home prices are going to increase by 20 to 25% over the next 5 years, on average in the United States.
Okay.
And that's going to be true in most cases. You need to get a hold of a good real estate professional and find out if that's expected to be the case in your area. But in general, that is going to be the case across the United States.
Okay.
So it's a very, very good time to get that first home bought or to move up to that larger home so you've got more value working for you coming against that 20 to 25% appreciation over the next 5 years. But now some steps to take. Chrissy, and I'm surprised at this, but a lot of people still believe that they probably wouldn't qualify for a mortgage.
I hear that from a lot of people, actually.
Yeah, they're speaking from, well, I guess it's old news. 3-4 years ago, after the mortgage debacle that resulted in the meltdown of 2008, federal government that writes all of the mortgage lending rules these days took a 180-degree swing and started insisting 20% down payment, very, very high credit scores, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Went old school on us.
Now they've come back to a more middle ground. Still not as good as one that would be driven by the marketplace, but more of a middle ground. And here's how you can find out if you qualify for a mortgage, folks. First of all, you need to find out what your credit score is.
Yes.
And just go on Mr. Google and say, how can I find my credit score? Mr. Google will come back and tell you. And you can go ahead and, you know, if your credit score is 525, well, you got a little bit of work to do.
A little bit.
But your credit score is probably going to be 650, 670, which is probably enough to get you a home mortgage. So once you get that, a good local mortgage professional call.
Okay.
And say, look, my name is John Smith. Right now, I do not own a home. My credit score is whatever it is. I'd like to find out how it is I might qualify for a mortgage loan.
Right.
He or she will also verify your credit score, and then he or she will ask you pertinent questions about your earnings, and for that, you need your tax return as the perfect vehicle from last year. And Then he puts all of these numbers, he or she, into their big number cruncher. And, folks, every mortgage lender uses pretty much the same number cruncher because all the mortgage loan rules are written in Washington, D.C. Then the mortgage lender will come back to you and say, okay, here's what you qualify for. And you may be blown off your pedestal with how much you think you qualify. You might qualify for a half a million or $750,000 house.
You just don't know.
Now, that doesn't mean you have to buy and stretch
exactly.
yourself out that far. The real test needs to be what it is you feel comfortable doing. And if you feel comfortable taking out a $300,000 mortgage, even though you qualify for a half a million, then that's what you should do. First of all, find out what your credit score is. Get a hold of a good mortgage lender. Run it by him or her. Get the actual facts coming back as to what you would qualify for. And they'll give you a pre-qualification letter, which says, if you told us the truth, this is the amount of money you could qualify on a home mortgage.
It's always going to be pretty eye-opening. I've yet to hear of anybody who goes into one of these meetings and spot-on nails it with an estimate what they think they're going to qualify for. A lot of times it's very, very eye-opening and enlightening to find out that, you know, you may think your credit score is something and it turns out to be far better, or it turns out to be something that you can improve far more quickly than you thought you could. Just connect with the experts. They've got the answers, and they need your business more than you need them. So get out there and find it.
Exactly. And folks, if you do have a credit score that's in the pits right now, and listen, there are a lot of reasons.
Heck yeah.
Good, reliable, hardworking, honest people wind up in difficulty, divorces, job loss, hospital stays, medical expenses, etc., etc., etc. And you're in a hole you need to dig out of. Well, that mortgage professional many times will work with a credit repair professional who can put you back on the line, and you will probably qualify for a home mortgage loan in a year, give or take a little bit.
And that year's going to fly by, guys.
Yes, it will. And at the end of that year, is buying a home still going to be a good investment opportunity? Absolutely.
Yep.
It's not as quite as good an opportunity as it is right now because you've missed out on 1 year of appreciation, but it certainly is a very, very good opportunity still. I mean, I see real estate being a good value for decades into the future. Now, does that mean we're never going to see a dip? No. Market corrections of 10 to 20% are normal, and they're going to happen in the future.
And they're healthy.
Yeah, that little bit of market discipline. Market run-ups of 100% with no corrections, not healthy.
Not so much.
As we saw beginning in 2008. But yeah, get in touch with that mortgage professional, find out how much you would qualify for, and if you don't qualify for anything right now, find out what it is you need to do to fix your credit score and get after it.
Good stuff.
Okay. Now, the second reason that I want to get into why somebody should be looking at buying a house right now, and this is advice that comes from a fellow who described himself as a self-made millionaire, David Bach, B-A-C-H. If you'd like to Google him and find out a little bit more about what he's about, David Bach, B-A-C-H. But he is a fellow who has written 9 consecutive New York Times bestsellers.
Ooh.
His book, The Automatic Millionaire, spent 31 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list.
Nice.
He is one of the only business authors in history to have 4 books simultaneously on the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Business Week, and USA Today bestseller
list. That's cool.
He's been a contributor to the NBC Today show.
All right.
Appearing more than 100 times. Sounds like a good candidate for the Kristen Agopian show.
Let's try to get him on sometime.
Yeah, let's do that.
Good stuff.
Been profiled in many major publications like Business Week, Family Circle, Redbook, Huffington Post, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, whenever a well-respected millionaire gives investment advice, people usually clamor to hear it. This millionaire gave simple advice. If you don't yet live in your own home, go buy one.
Stop what you're doing.
And he backs this up. He backs this up with some very, very simple, easy-to-understand math. And he said, you know, as a renter, you can easily spend $500,000 or more on rent over the years. For example, if you're spending $1,500 a month right now,
right,
and even if your rent stays level for the next 30 years, which it won't.
Probably not.
Do the math. That comes to $540,000. And in the end, you wind up just where you started. You own nothing.
Exactly right.
Except that stack of rent receipts.
That money's in someone else's pocket.
And you probably don't even have rent receipts anymore because you probably do an electronic transfer from your bank to his bank or her bank.
Exactly.
So you don't even have a pile of paper you can look at. I suppose you could print them all out and
you
look
could,
at them.
You could, but that would just make me feel worse.
Or he said you can buy a house, spend the same amount paying down a mortgage. You can get yourself a pretty handsome house for $1,500 a month.
Oh, yeah.
For your principal and interest payment, and you get a 30-year fixed-rate loan. That payment is not going to go up.
Nope.
Now, unfortunately, the tax man will take your money.
Yeah, you don't have much control.
And your payments will go up a little bit. But as he says, or you can buy a house and spend the same amount paying down a mortgage, and in the end, wind up owning your own home free and clear. So, you make the choice, folks. $1,500 a month for 30 years, $540,000, nothing to show for it. $1,500 a month, 30 years, $540,000, and you own a home that's probably worth $500,000 or more.
Easily.
Free and clear, and you can ride off into the sunset into your wonderful golden years retirement with that kind of security behind you.
And a little more math when we're talking about that. That $1,500 a month apartment is probably going to be somewhere between 800 square feet, maybe 1,000 square feet if you're really lucky. You can go and find yourself a fixer-upper, and you're paying maybe no more than $1,000 a month for it for maybe a 3,000 square foot home, depending on what you're seeking out there. It's just the math for every single reason. The math points you towards getting your own home. It just it's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, and you touched on a topic there, Chrissy, that's near and dear to my heart because your mom and I did it twice, and that's kind of a launching pad for what is now a reasonably comfortable net worth position.
Heck yeah,
fixer uppers. Maybe next week we'll talk all about fixer uppers in the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate segment. Again, this is another quote from David Bach's book, The Automatic Millionaire. Millennials don't buy a home, and for those of us who are a little bit seasoned citizens, millennials is young folks, people.
Younger folks.
Of course,
anyway.
To me, anybody who is under 50 is a young folk. But he says if people don't buy a home, their chances of actually having any wealth in this country are little to none.
It's exactly right. Pesky math coming back.
The average homeowner to this day is 38 times wealthier than a renter.
Wow.
No, I like that math.
It's just plain old math. Oh, well, they're arguing this case. No, you can't argue with math.
Mm-hmm. The most constantly increasing asset in the world, with the possible exception of gold, and gold's had some real, real big crashes.
Yes.
Has been real estate. Like the fellow says, buy real estate, folks, they quit making it.
They aren't making it anymore,
but,
exactly.
Yeah, the best single investment that you can make is to get that home purchased. And to do that, you need to find out your credit score, get your last year's tax return together, call a mortgage professional, see what you qualify for, and then get on the road to buying that first home or making that move up buy. Every well-known real estate office has got a reputable lender in-house. Give them a call. Find out what you qualify for.
Exactly right. And the time has flown, Pop. This is really fun having you back. Thank you so much.
I'm glad to be here.
We'll be right back, guys, right after this. Cheap is small,
but not too steep. Hey, guys. Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started. With online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
877-657-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. And given today's focus on how we get our hands on more organic, who better to join us than Mr. Ellerly West, joining me via our newsmaker line to talk about his company, Organic Essence. Good morning, Mr. West. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you, Kristen.
Now, when I got the opportunity to talk with someone like yourself who is far more immersed in the organic community than I am, I'm kind of dipping a toe into it. And then when I had kids, I did this real rapid 180 of getting more and more interested in organic. The more people I talk to who have done this for years, they rave about it. However, organic can tend to be a little more pricey, a little tougher to find, and that's where you come in with your products. It's fantastic. Guys, check out this website when you get a chance, www.orgesandgeorgeess.com, O-R-G-E-S-S.com. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, Organic Essence was formed in 2006. When the USDA organic program allowed non-food products to certify to their food standard. So now it's a standard that covers everything from cotton sheets to organic body care, as well as food. And organic, as you mentioned earlier, organic costs more, but you get what you pay for sometimes. And in the case of organic, you're getting some things that you don't pay for, such as synthetic chemicals. And that's the whole point of organic, is to control or at least be aware of the synthetic chemicals that you get.
You don't just talk about this. You really practice what you preach. A lot of people out there are really, they're like me. They're not as skilled in organic, this, that, and the other as you are. So you're really educating a lot of us on this. But not only did you found this wonderful company, Organic Essence, in 2006, but you also hold over 20 issued patents involving sustainable packaging. And the packaging is something we don't really think about too much. We pride ourselves on getting this organic juice or this all-natural skin product, and then it's in this plastic packaging. Tell us a bit about your patents and how they came about.
the reason that we make organic products is to avoid the synthetic chemical exposure. We're finding out nowadays that plastic itself actually leaches some of its chemicals into the products that it's packaging. And so for our products to really offer the absence of synthetic chemicals, we had to come up with better packaging. And since there wasn't any available in the market, we just had to invent it ourselves.
Unbelievable. When we're talking about saving money, I always talk about in the long term. You break off just that tiny bit more, just a couple of cents more for a certain product that comes in organic, because when you buy the cheaper products that are in plastic, that have more chemicals and everything else, that can lead to, you know, problems down the road. They're going to cost you even more.
Well, that's it exactly. It's an insurance policy that you'll never really know for sure whether you're going to collect on or not. You may not get cancer as soon as you would otherwise, or not at all. And so it's a lifestyle, and it's a decision that you make to where you get what you pay for. Yes, when you have two items that are identical, of course, you should always buy the less expensive one. The problem that we have with the natural body care industry is that one shampoo is not necessarily equal to the next. And so little differences make a big difference in terms of your health. Feeling good really is pretty important to a lot of us.
Oh, it is. You know, what's that old saying? If you've got your health, you've got everything. And if you don't, it's, you know, everything else kind of falls by the wayside. It's so true. Now, you have been in this industry since its infancy, it seems. You know, we've talked about it a lot, but now we're finally starting to see. People are seeing that, you know what, they're right. Organic stuff, when you lean more towards that when you can, it has huge payoffs for you. Tell us a little bit about your findings and your observations from the time you first started really championing the organic movement and the sustainable packaging and that kind of thing. What sort of changes have you seen? Have things become less expensive to do? We've got more money and more interest in this kind of thing, so the cost is going to drop on this, wouldn't you think?
Yes, it will. And also, we're seeing that our supply chains, with demand growing, are getting better. And so there were a lot of ingredients that we just simply couldn't get in the organic that were certified that are now available because of the growing interest in organic.
That's fantastic. Guys, again, take a look at this website, www.orgess.com. And from there, you got the keys to the kingdom. You can find out more about this fantastic company. Where do you see your company? Where is your focus right now? What kind of trends are you seeing and you're kind of foreseeing where you want to take the business from here?
I see that this is more than just a short-term trend. It's a permanent change in people's awareness to controlling the synthetic chemical exposure. I'm not saying that all synthetic chemicals are bad. I'm happy that there's chlorine in our water, because I certainly don't want to get Giardia or crypto.
Correct.
So the thing is that not all synthetic chemicals are bad. You just need to be aware of what you're putting into your body or putting on your body.
It's all about balance, okay. Isn't it? It's so hard to get that blessed balance, but that's what it's all about.
Yes, it is. And it takes a lot of focus. And just like, you need to be aware.
And I'm in my 40s, you know this, and we grew up in a time where we're thinking there was a lot less of this plastic in our lives, and for better or for worse, and there are some huge benefits to all the various plastics and various materials in our life these days, but it needs to be balanced out in other aspects of your life. And when you have story after story, and it's just reaping all kinds of better sleep, you know, better focus in school, maybe a little more energy, maybe a little less, you know, illness, or whatever you want to say, this isn't speculation, it's flat out fact that people are coming back with the things to say.
We know that, like with plastic, that the chemicals that leached out or that leaching out from it are hormone mimickers. So that may be affecting our health in so many different ways. And that's very important.
That's interesting. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, hormone mimickers are chemicals that behave very similar to our natural hormones that our body produces.
Right.
And so, in fact, there are the bisphenol A that you hear about that's in metal cans that food comes in.
Right.
It was originally developed in the 1930s as a synthetic hormone for people that had a lack of hormone in their body.
Wow.
And they discovered that bisphenol A actually retards rust. And so it was the perfect thing to coat on the inside of a can with. And so everybody that's alive today in America has about 8 times the amount of bisphenol A-type hormones in their body, and your immune system has to spend effort to throw off all that extra bisphenol A out of your body, so your immune system is busy throwing off chemicals that otherwise wouldn't be there.
Unbelievable. And it's all about just not going crazy gung-ho and making yourself nutty over organic stuff, but start with the small steps. Connect with this website, orgess.com, and get your family, your household, that kind of thing, just on a slightly more organic kick, and you're going to find that the benefits are just going to be more than you ever expected. You know what, Mr. West, I knew the time was going to fly. We're coming up on a hard break. Please do join us back again here sometime when you've got a couple of minutes, and we'd love to get caught up with you again.
Talk about the paper packaging.
You know, we got a quick minute here. Give us 15 seconds on the paper packaging thoughts.
Paper packaging is the most sustainable, convenient packaging available. In a way, back to the future. Because back in the, before the synthetic chemical revolution, as I call it, before plastics were developed, people used paper, metal, and glass for packaging. And before plastic took over. And so we're leading the movement towards back to paper.
Outstanding. I love that, too. The less chemicals, the better. We've got enough in our lives, and you're leading the movement to switch that around just a bit. Mr. West, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to having you back again soon.
Well, all of us. Thank you, Kristen.
My pleasure. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.